Now, more of the Frankie Boyer Show.
Welcome back. It is Frankie Boyer, and oh my goodness, do I love my gluten-free, guiltless, fabulous, fabulous, delectable, wonderful treats that I make myself. I have been using almond flour for years now, for years and years. And I was so excited when I got a press release about the gluten-free almond flour cookbook. And how fabulous to have Ilana Amsterdam with us today. She is the creator of this wonderful, wonderful Amsterdam. Did I say Amsterdam? Sorry. Wonderful book. Ilana, welcome.
Hi, Frankie. Thanks for having me.
Okay. I love almond flour. And I love the recipes. Every single recipe in this book is a home run. Every single recipe is a home run. I've made several of them. And they are wonderful, including your chocolate chip cookies, which we'll talk about in just a moment. But
great.
I'm doing gluten-free because I personally feel that as Americans, the white floured products, the sugar, the starches are really compromising our health. And I do not have full-blown celiac disease, but I do have a gluten sensitivity. And there are about 250 examples of symptoms of gluten-free. And Ilana was supposed to be with us yesterday, and we got the time a little mixed up. So she's
I'm so thrilled. Sorry.
Well, no. But this is such an important subject that I wanted you to be on and talk about it, because you're doing this though for a serious medical problem called celiac disease. So first of all, tell everybody about celiac disease and how you realized you had it.
Well, celiac disease is an autoimmune disorder where the body's cells attack themselves when gluten is ingested. And gluten is found in wheat, rye, and barley. And I was diagnosed with celiac disease kind of in the dark ages of celiac. That was 1998, 12 years ago.
Yeah.
And I was pregnant, and I was just sick as a dog, like, you know, morning sickness that lasted more than eight and a half months. Let's just put it that way. And I figured out, we were trying to figure out what was wrong with me. I mean, I could barely get out of bed and was losing weight, not gaining weight during the pregnancy. And then I had a lot of gastrointestinal symptoms, which makes it easier to diagnose because it is thought of as a gastrointestinal disease. Though celiac is actually a multi-organ system disorder. It's not just like a stomach ache or a little bloating or anything. I was luckily diagnosed. And at that point, I was just really relieved to be diagnosed with celiac disease. I didn't go through what a lot of people go through with fear about the transition and the deprivation and everything. When you can't get out of bed and then you're told, like, all you have to do is eat some different foods to be able to walk around again, you're pretty thrilled. But when my son was diagnosed 3 years later, my older son, that's when I went through all the fear and everything that most people go through, because I didn't want him to grow up and have a childhood without cupcakes and chocolate chip cookies. So I made it my mission to turn all of my favorite recipes into gluten-free classics.
Right. And you have a little bit of a sensitivity as much as you love xylitol.
Right. I think xylitol is a great sweetener. I use it for my children. I can't actually digest it. And some, you know, some celiacs can and some can't. Some people can, some can't.
No, I have to tell you that I personally think too much of xylitol is not good for anybody, because it really does give you gas problems.
Yeah, I had a lot of bloating, and so I just decided, like, that's not for me. I have to be when you have celiac disease, you're always working on repairing the gut. I mean, I wasn't diagnosed until I was 30 years old, so that's 30 years of gluten in my system.
Sure.
And you're always healing the gut any way you can.
But, you know, there are some theories out there that we talk a lot about on the show, and especially osteoporosis, where there are a few practitioners who really feel that it's the gluten that compromises the vitamin D and the calcium for absorbing in the body.
Yeah.
So I really don't think any of us really need to have the gluten. Now, what's so exciting is that King Arthur on Wednesday launched their new gluten-free product line. My good friend Siri did a whole newsletter called Go Gluten-Free. What is gluten? Why is it a health problem? So, you know, I don't think we realize how serious a problem gluten is in this country.
Yes, I think, you know, especially for people with celiac disease, if you try and order in a restaurant, most people are pretty good now. Most waiters, wait, people are pretty good about it now, but people still kind of treat it like it's a little small allergy. But like I said, celiac disease is a multi-system organ disorder, so it can lead to things that you mentioned, like osteoporosis. It can lead to diabetes, MS, all kinds of really nasty autoimmune
problems, yes.
And it is considered a gateway autoimmune disease. Once you trigger that, your now body is kind of viable for other much worse situations.
Right. So, I absolutely agree. So tell us where this cookbook came from.
Oh, well, it came from my heart, not to sound too corny. But, you know, it really came from my love of my son and wanting him to grow up with a quote-unquote normal childhood, even though he couldn't eat the biggest staple in the American diet. So, you know, I started with the recipes that I had, you know, made growing up, and also kind of flipped through things like The Joy of Cooking. And, you know, if you look at the cake on the cover of the Gluten-Free Almond Flour Cookbook, then you see that chocolate cake with marshmallow frosting. Now, it looks like a big junk food feast, but actually, it's the chocolate cake has high-protein almond flour in it and eggs and dark cacao powder, which is full of antioxidants. And the frosting is just agave nectar and egg whites. So it's
that's
not
it.
Only
agave and egg whites makes this gorgeous marshmallow fluffy.
So easy to make.
So
and
easy.
It was funny, when I was testing the recipes for the cookbook, I was testing about 15 recipes a day one summer, and my children were out of school. So we would make some of the chocolate wafers that are in the cookie section of the book and put that marshmallow frosting in the middle, and the kids would go out and have a bake sale and sell them as whoopie pies.
Oh, well, when we come back, we will continue. IlanasPantry.com is the website. The new book is out, and Ilana Amsterdam is with us, the Gluten-Free Almond Flour Cookbook. It's now my staple cookbook, by the way. I'm it. Eggplant Parmesan. Asparagus. We'll be back in just a moment. Pecan pie, no sugar, no flour. Stay tuned. We'll be back in a moment. It's Frankie Boyer.
Now, with no trans fats, this is the Frankie Boyer Show.
And welcome back. It's Frankie Boyer. And one of the things that I love about almond flour is that you don't have to add anything. It's self-sufficient. It works as a substitute to wheat flours or white flours. Ilana is with us, Ilana's Pantry, and her new book, which I am so crazy in love with. It's the Gluten-Free Almond Flour Cookbook. Ilana Amsterdam is with us. Breakfasts, entrees, and more, so much more. this is really, this book is just, I love this book. Love it. Pancakes, eggplant parmesan, chocolate cake, all gluten-free, sugar-free. Now, you use blanched almond flour.
Yes, indeed.
And which is different. I think I'm using the wrong kind of almond flour, and I'm still getting great results.
Oh, well, there is no right and wrong.
But I'm using
almond flour. But the kind that I use for these recipes is blanched, because when I'm trying to make things like a vanilla raspberry tort or chocolate chip cookies, and you're using the kind of almond flour that's not blanched and has the skin on, that would be like trying to make a white wedding cake with whole wheat flour.
Right.
It's just a little too grainy.
Yeah, yeah.
Don't want that. I've had people tell me on my website.
But I made the chocolate chip cookies, and they were delicious. And I have to tell you, they were winners.
Yeah.
So, I did the macaroons. You know what I did? I took your macaroon recipe and kind of amended it, and which I always do. I'm so bad.
I'm the same way.
That's I amended and I dipped it in dark chocolate.
Yum.
And dipped the whole thing. And made like
hungry.
A chocolate. I did a chocolate covered almond, but I do
did you do that for Passover?
I did.
That's perfect.
I did a lemon tart. I've been doing these pies. I've been doing pumpkin pie and lemon pie and apple pie and all these pies. But I don't make the crust the way you do, but I'm going to try your crust next time. I just make the crust with coconut butter, Barlean's coconut, organic coconut oil.
Yeah.
I just put a little of it in and make a crust so that, and I bake it for just like 2 seconds, and then I just use it as a graham cracker crust would be.
Nice.
As opposed to yours, which is like a more of a doughy crust.
Like more of a pastry crust.
Yours is more of a pastry.
Yeah,
but
I like
I'm going to try yours.
Cracker crust, though.
I'm going to try yours for some of the different pieces, but I've been doing this lemon tart that I love, 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 which is just lemon juice, real lemon juice, not unconstituted.
Oh, yeah, real thing. You just
the real thing, everybody.
Break those lemons open and press them in the lemon press and get the real lemon juice. It makes all the
or
difference.
You can actually get them in supermarkets that are real and they're very affordable, the real lemon juice. At Whole Foods and even Market Basket sells them real lemon juice, which is from lemons, not reconstituted.
Right.
And a half a cup to three quarters of a cup, and I do a mixture of organic zero, and then there's Just Like Sugar. Mm-hmm. Have you heard about that sweetener, Just Like Sugar?
Yeah, I think I have.
And there's like about four or five different types of sugars that are out there, including the very high calorie coconut palm sugar, but it's also very low glycemic.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's a little better than agave, but the jury is still out on the agave story.
The jury is out, indeed.
Yeah, it's very controversial, and most of the doctors that I'm talking to are not real big fans, and they're saying we've been duped. So, and I feel bad because I love agave.
Yeah, I think...
But there's a raw agave, which tastes a little different than the other agave, the golden agave.
The raw agave is amazing, and I have a friend who actually owns an agave company, and he flies down to Mexico all the time, and he's invited me to go down to the plant, with the agave plants, and see how it's all made. So that's going to be a fun little field trip for me in the next year. But I think the key with agave and almost any sweetener is really moderation. Like, we really want to stick to more of the front half of my book, like the salmon dill burgers and the turkey burgers and the turkey meatloaf and that kind of stuff. Focus on that. And then, you know, the chocolate velvet tort and the chocolate chip cookies and those things are really for, you know, dessert and special occasions.
And you make a bread.
I do. I make a lot of breads.
You make a lot of breads. And I have not tried your breads yet. They look amazing, but for people that still want to have French toast and for people that want to have sandwiches, these breads are just, they're gorgeous, and I can't wait to try the cinnamon raisin bread.
Yeah, my favorite, I love the cinnamon raisin bread.
Because you and I both love Zabar, so, and we know what the real one is like. We know what the real one is like.
Oh, yeah, you read my head notes for that cinnamon raisin bread. My favorite bread, yeah, I love Zabar's. I am a New York girl.
Yeah, when we come back, we're going to continue. Oh, my gosh, this show went so fast. Our remaining moments, by the way, the Seaport World Trade Center this weekend, Friday and Saturday and Sunday, is Craft Boston. It's the largest craft show. Go stop by and check it out. 617-266-1810. This weekend, the 9th, 10th, and 11th. And also, the Yoga Journal conference at the Sheraton is in town this weekend. Stay tuned. We'll be back in a moment. Our remaining moments today. This is Frankie Boyer.
The Frankie Boyer Show. We'll be right back. We could tell you to check out Frankie's website at frankieboyer.com, but then you probably wouldn't come back to the show. So forget anything we just said. Hold on, what was that site again? frankieboyer.com? I'll be right back.
And welcome back. You know, I feel like singing, I can do anything you can do, because take your favorite foods, and between Alana's book and me, we could probably make them healthier without sugar, without gluten, without starch. It is the new way. It's become the new way of living, the new way of life. And her cookbook attests to it, because if you saw the cover with this gorgeous cake, It is the gluten-free almond flour cookbook. Alana Amsterdam, Alana's Pantry is with us today. I'm Frankie Boyer. Welcome back, everybody. From tomato sauce to pizza sauce to cinnamon apple syrup to marshmallow frosting to peanut butter frosting to creamy coconut frosting to macaroons to s'mores to raspberry bars to apricot tea squares to muffins to rosemary hazelnut shortbread cookies to snickerdoodles, you name it, cupcakes, strawberry shortcake, velvet cake, herb tart crust. I am telling you, pear crisp, eggplant parmesan, this Thai fish cakes, shrimp fritters, smoked salmon leek tarts, southwestern salmon burgers, salmon dill burgers. I mean, it goes on and on and on. Chicken pot pie, all made gluten-free. So for anyone out there, we are in a new world right now. And it is easy to adapt these recipes, to take your favorite recipes. And I don't think there isn't anything we couldn't make, Alana, between the two of us.
I'm with you, Frankie.
I mean, you don't need the gluten, you don't need the starch, you don't need the sugar.
Exactly.
We know for a fact you can be without. And you know what else I love about these recipes is that one macaroon is so satisfying, you don't need 10.
Yeah, I think using the healthy ingredient of high-protein almond flour really contributes to the satiation factor. In fact, there's been medical studies done that show that eating almonds promotes a feeling of satiation. So you really can have like one or two cookies and you feel like you're done because you're not on that blood sugar roller coaster that you have with white sugar and white flour where you eat a couple and then you plunge, your blood sugar spikes and plunges down and you have to eat more. We're flatlining it with almond flour. It's not going to put you on the glycemic index roller coaster, which is another nice thing about it.
Right. And it's not going to gain, you're not going to gain weight from these foods.
Right.
In moderation.
In moderation, thank you.
In moderation.
Anything you eat too much of, you're going to gain weight from. But
I don't know. What is the calorie content for a cup of almond flour? Do you know?
Let me go to the front of my book. I should have that memorized.
I didn't see it in there, and I just was wondering what it is.
I can tell you the protein content.
Right.
Almond flour is much higher in calories than white flour or rice flour.
Right.
White wheat flour, rice flour, but it's also packed with nutrients. It's got almond flour is twice as much protein.
Absolutely. All right, we're out of time. Ilana Amsterdam's book is called The Gluten-Free Almond Flour Cookbook. She is going to be back again. Trust me, I love this book. I love what she's doing.